last week, Arizona's Independent Redistricting Commission unveiled the first real step in determining what the state's congressional and legislative districts will look like beginning in 2022. The so-called grid maps are a jumping-off point of sorts for the process. Other states with redistricting that is not done by lawmakers include California and Colorado. Both of those states' commissions have run into the question of what to do with incarcerated people and how to count them, whether in the district of their previous home address or the district in which a prison is located. Arizona Democratic State Senator Martin Quesada has worked on having the choice be the previous home address, but that legislation has not progressed here. I spoke with Senator Quesada earlier about why he thinks that's the case.
Yeah, definitely. What I was looking to accomplish with some legislation that I introduced would be to have individuals that were incarcerated be counted for the purposes of redistricting where they actually lived before they were incarcerated and where they would likely return to once they are released from incarceration. And the reason why I wanted to do that was the district that I represent, Legislative District 29, which covers parts of Maryvale and Glendale, that district is actually has the highest percentage of individuals who are incarcerated in the state out of all the 30 districts. And so what that means for my district and for me is that a lot of my constituents are in another district. They're being counted in another district because they are incarcerated there. And they're not getting the representation that they probably should get from me in my district. And so I would just like for them to be counted where they actually live, where they will return to, and where they have a connection, and that's their home district.
There's a group that calls it prison gerrymandering. Does it strike you as incredibly unfair?
I do. I do see it as unfair, because if you look at what would be the reason to count them in that prison, and prisons are usually located in rural parts of the state, not only of Arizona, but in all states in the United States. And so what that does is it transfers populations of people who don't have to be really represented very well because they're not going to vote there. And so it gives certain districts and certain areas more population. And then it gives their elected officials who are elected in those districts, it kind of relieves them of the responsibility of advocating for the needs of those individuals. And so what that does ultimately is it leads to empowering rural districts and empowering what are usually more conservative districts at the expense of liberal districts like mine and more progressive districts that are more urban.
Well, let me ask you that cynical political question then, especially we are in a situation where currently, and obviously we'll see what happens with redistricting, but both the House and Senate, as you would know better than I, are very, very tight. So just a little bit of turn one way or the other could make a big difference in terms of what kind of legislation gets passed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why my legislation hasn't moved forward. And I've heard directly from legislators who represent those districts that said they have zero interest in having those incarcerated individuals counted in their home districts, even though they know that the overwhelming majority of those individuals who are incarcerated are eventually going to return to their home districts once they are released.
It's interesting to me as well, the fact that obviously Arizona is one of a few states, a growing number of states that have some sort of independent redistricting commission. And part of that was to take the power away from lawmakers and maybe self-serving and whatnot. But it seems in terms of not having your legislation go forward, that is, at least in some sense, a way for lawmakers who don't agree with your legislation to tie the hands of the IRC in some sense.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think Arizona's fortunate because we have an IRC. It's actually a pretty good process to redraw those legislative and congressional district lines. But this is certainly one way to maintain control over certain populations, over certain geographic areas of the state, to ensure that those areas are empowered politically at the expense of other areas of the state. And those absolutely have political ramifications.
Senator, let me ask you a couple of broader redistricting questions, if I can. Obviously, this is going to be huge as it comes up. As I said, you know, when it comes to Congress, Democrats still hold a narrow advantage in the Arizona delegation and the U.S. House overall. As I just said, the legislature is so close. Just how important is this next round of independent redistricting in Arizona?
Well, this next round is critical, and it's going to be critical because, like the last round and the round before it, it's going to lay the foundation and lay the groundwork for what the state of Arizona is going to look like politically for the next decade. And so that's a long period of time for you look at an individual voter's lifetime. A 10-year chunk of time is a large amount of time where you know, the political decisions that are made at the legislative and congressional levels are going to severely impact their lives. And that can be in a positive way or a negative way. So for the next 10 years, to define how these seats are going to be represented, knowing that there's political fights between two parties, this is critical. And it's super important for your average voter to make sure that they are represented well when these lines are eventually drawn.
How does that affect the growing diverse population of this state?
I think, you know, if you look at the past 10 plus years, we've seen really the conservative wing of the political spectrum here in Arizona try to take steps to absolutely curb that rising demographic, the Latino population, African-American population, Asian-American population, populations that tend to vote, not all of them, but they tend to vote more Democratic rather than Republican. And they're taking steps, they've been taking steps to make voting itself more difficult, fix the Independent Redistricting Commission in the way that the commissioners have been selected. And here is another example with this prison gerrymandering issue that they're going to try to hold on to power. So at the end of the day, all of this, what it means is an effort to hold on to power that they definitely see slipping away. And you look at the makeup of the legislature right now, it can't get any narrower in terms of numbers than it is right now. So they are at a desperate point in terms of holding on to that power. And these are all strategies to get that done.
That is Arizona Democratic State Senator Martine Quezada.